episode 75 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Rodriguez. Yeah.
Together we made
not
it.
Not dead.
We made it even though we had our backs up against the wall.
Come on.
Yeah, we made it. Song sucks.
Oh, what song?
Busta Rhymes Linkin featuring Park. Linkin Park. Or
no,
maybe the other
no,
way.
Linkin Park featuring Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, that's low.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
I say we did it.
We did it.
I am absolutely disgusted.
They're really excited about making that song.
What did they make, though?
Well, they had their backs up against the wall. But together,
sounds,
they made that song.
It sounds like it might be as bad as the mashup that... I think it was Ja Rule and Metallica and Swizz Beatz made a song for that Biker Boys movie.
That what movie?
Wait, Torque? Is that movie?
No, it was
what?
Called Biker Boys or something.
Oh, okay.
Like,
there's a
serious
movie called Biker Boys.
Something, was that Tim like Allen that and John Travolta thing?
No, this is like a serious... This is like...
William
like,
H. Macy is in that movie.
No,
you
no, this is
shut
like
your
Fast,
mouth.
This is like Fast and the Furious with motorcycles.
Oh, God, I just looked it up. There's
yeah.
Tyrese.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Baby Blue, or Baby Boy.
Oh, man, there's Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, it's Boys with a Z. Oh,
yeah.
Oh
man.
Like Game
that,
Boys.
Oh, that is Kid Rock. There is Kid Rock.
Yeah, we did it again.
Orlando Jones, not in a comedy role. Why not?
Well, as you've probably assumed, this episode is about Nintendo.
As I'm sure that opening
no, I'm
led
confused
you
here. The goddamn Google Images, when you look up Biker Boys, clearly has a picture of Tyrese. Yet when you go to the IMDb, he is nowhere in sight.
Motherfuckers.
That is false advertisement, motherfuckers.
Tyrese Gibson? He's in there. Just go to the bottom.
Bullshit, asshole.
Oh, that's Tyson Beckford.
Tyson Gibson. Alright, well,
ties.
Back to the topic at hand. First of all, I'm Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Gabe Philbin and hello. Dylan Roush.
Roasted Gabes.
Alright, so, Nintendo Direct, that happened last week. Nintendo directly addressed their fans.
I don't know why they keep having Iwata talk.
Because
like,
everyone loves him.
Because he's the president of the... At least he's up there and saying... He's like, hey...
Yeah, like, I get that, but, you know, like, presentation matters, and why don't they just, like, get someone who can talk?
I know what you're saying,
like,
Gabe.
What,
you just
like...
want to see Reggie on stage.
I don't know if Reggie's very good at talking either.
No, I'm saying, like, what Ubisoft does with, like, Joel McHale or, whatever the other...
Aisha.
Aisha Tyler. I think that's...
Yeah, Ubisoft... picks their people really well, Gabe. Mr. Coffee.
Hey, Mr. Coffee was fucking cool. But, yeah, besides that, it was just... I think it's cool that Nintendo just kind of does these online things.
Yeah, I like it.
I think that's...
I never get to watch them because they're always like...
I'm always at work.
10 in the morning, yeah. Yeah.
This one was like 8 in the morning. My
yeah,
time
I was
something.
At work.
Yeah, man. I was having to watch Twitter to kind of get what was going on.
Yeah. And a lot was going on, but it's the reactions to that a lot that's interesting, because it's, like, people who are happy Nintendo's doing, like, bringing old stuff back, and then people that are not happy that Nintendo's
that's
bringing old stuff back.
That's anything they do anytime.
Ever.
Yeah.
Look,
that's
I've been...
That's like
I've been,
GameCube era, dog.
Yeah, I've been a Nintendo fan, like, for a long time, and anytime there's great news, there's always... And, like, I'm excited about it. There's always a group of people that are like, this is fucking dumb. Why are we letting this slide? And it's like, okay, well, go cry. I'm gonna enjoy
Let's go look at a system that's not releasing the same games over... And over. The Vita.
The Vita.
Living the Vita loca.
It's not releasing any games.
Look how well they're doing. Oh, I'm certainly glad they're falling back on their bread and butter franchises, the Cell Systems. Oh.
Well, the problem with the Vita is they fall back on franchises to sell systems and then make shitty fucking games. Call of Duty and Uncharted. Well, Uncharted wasn't shitty, but it was bad.
It was mediocre. Mediocre-der.
Mediocrity.
I don't like Okra. Okra sucks.
And then let's take a look at what's steadily been decent games. Mario.
Yeah, people were like upset that a new Mario was coming out. Like, it's not.
Has there been a bad one? Let's ignore the educational games from the 90s.
But like with Mario, it's not so much like that's like a sequel. It's just like that's the same character in a completely different game.
Yeah.
Like. To me, that's not like cashing in on something. They're always creative and fun.
It's a sure thing. That's why they do it.
It's like a sure sale, but it's like not. It's not. I don't get mad at that.
But I've enjoyed every iteration of Mario to come our way. There hasn't really been one that I've bought that I've not liked.
Yeah, like Mario franchise makes jumps from like Sunshine to Galaxy, like that's not. I don't see that as much of like a sequel.
To New Super Mario Brothers.
And then completely ruin everything the New Super Mario Brothers.
See, but those weren't bad games, were they?
No, they're great games.
Exactly.
They're safe. They're safe. They're incredibly safe.
Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, there hasn't been a really terrible Mario game.
No.
Not counting the educational bullshit from the 90s.
Yeah, there's never been a bad Mario game that was made by Nintendo.
Yes. Bingo.
And we're going to... I think they said we're going to see the 3D one at E3. It's a 3D Mario.
Yeah, there we go. Wii, 3D one. That's what we wanted. That's what I know that's what Javi wants is a 3D
fucking
one.
Jacked.
That's what we would like to play.
And you know what? After seeing all those games from the Nintendo Direct, I'm buying a Wii U now.
Yeah,
I was holding off until this was happening.
I was like, all right, literally that morning...
They all called me a fool, but now look at me.
Nah, if you go back to those episodes, I'm like, I'm waiting until the games I want.
Yeah, we were all planning on buying one eventually. We all said, oh yeah, I'm totally getting one. We're just waiting for the most opportune moment.
You fool.
You fool. What have you done?
Like, Wind Waker, I was just like, okay, I'm sold.
That is a huge surprise for me.
Wind Waker,
I never thought we'd see that game again.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get Majora's Mask first.
I love Majora's Mask. I really wish... I'm thinking it's going to be on the 3DS.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Majora's Mask will be on 3DS. But what I want to know about the Wind Waker game is it orchestrated music? And
will
did
the
they
Tingle
revise
Tuner
that?
Be online?
Yes, will the Tingle Tuner...
Here!
That'd actually be kind of cool if they like revised the Tingle Tuner with the 3DS.
No, it would be cool if they revised the Tingle Tuner to make it work with the Wii U gamepad. Like, you already have that if you have that game.
Yeah.
It's
Also, if they revise that Triforce section.
How funny would it be if they revise it to work with the 3DS instead of using the thing that it's, like,
shipped
made for?
Fuck you guys.
Seriously, that Wii U, like, controller is made for fucking Wind Waker.
I'm curious, what do you think about the possibility of, and I don't think they'll do this because this is kind of excessive or unnecessary, but like the option, like you can still play it traditionally with the controller or the option to play it like Skyward Sword, and also like you use your Wind Waker with your actual Wiimote.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, you mean
I
don't think so.
I'd prefer the controller setup. I love Skyward Sword, but I don't like the controls.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that. I mean, that's going to take more time to, like bring out. Because what it sounded like, the way they pitched Wind Waker's re-release was, yeah, we were just, like, toying around with HD graphics, and we were like, eh, these actually look really good. Let's make Wind Waker again. And so it sounds like they're just taking the exact same game, but just replacing all the physical assets of it. I'm hoping they change the music to make it orchestrated, because then that'd be really cool. And if they revise that Triforce section at the end, That'd be really cool too.
Yeah, well, apparently, like that Triforce quest was added in to replace two dungeons that were supposed to be in the game that they ran out of time making. Mm. So, if they decide to finish those, that'd be awesome. But see, that's asking a lot. I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna do that.
Is it gonna be like the Japanese version that has three extra Triforce pieces?
Who knows? But that's coming out this fall, which is pretty exciting.
Isn't Bayonetta 2 this year as well?
Maybe.
I have faith in that game.
Yeah, the trailer they showed was just kind of the developers talking about how great the game is without really showing what the game is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this Nintendo Direct, it's awesome that, like, or it's interesting that they could cause such a big, like, ruckus online when all they did was say stuff, and then they showed images of Wind Waker. That's all they really showed.
The sad thing is, this Nintendo Direct was more exciting than E3.
Absolutely.
All three companies in the last 3 years.
But a lot like with E3, didn't they release, like, some videos and more pictures of other stuff, like, later in the day?
They showed more pictures of Wind Waker later.
But didn't they show some stuff about the Yoshi game?
Oh, yeah.
They did the Yoshi game during the Direct.
There was a Yoshi game
trailer. I know they announced
it,
but did they show anything?
Yeah, there's a trailer.
Yeah, they showed a little bit of footage, which I think that's awesome, that, like, Yarn is becoming a franchise. That's sweet.
See, yeah, exactly. This Nintendo Direct was more exciting than E3 from Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo for the last 3 years.
Do you really like that Yarn thing? I think it's gimmicky. I'd rather have just beautifully drawn HD sprites.
I would prefer like Yoshi's Island.
I'm not saying it's like the best thing ever. I just think it's cool that instead of making like Kirby's Epic Yarn 2,
question
they're just
game
making another Yarn game.
Is Boshi in it?
I don't know.
I pass.
Fucking Boshi. You don't know the trouble he's caused having to race his ass.
Do you think we're going to get a top-down Zelda Yarn?
Nope.
No.
And that's what it's called, top-down Zelda Yarn.
The Legend of Yarn.
Has any clue what's going on?
Something well, this entire thing was kind of just like a teaser for E3. Because pretty much everything they showed, they were like, and you'll see more at E3. Which gets me excited, because when they did that with the 3DS, it was awesome at E3, and then kind of sucked later on, but who cares about that? So, what, like, I thought was really interesting was how they talked about, what's the creator of Zelda? Onuma?
Yeah.
Onuma. He talked about how they're, like, completely changing the Zelda formula. Like, they talked about how you play by yourself, and how they're, like, changing that aspect, and how you just, like, go through in a linear path. And, like,
yeah, they're removing
exciting.
The whole, like, they want more dungeons to be at your disposal at all times, so it's not just go here, now go here, now go here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
think it could be cool. And it sounds like they're taking their time with it, so hopefully it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I really say hopefully it's good too much.
As for Smash Brothers, Iwata was saying that you'll see probably like some screenshots at E3, and then the director, what was his name? Sakurai? Yeah, Sakurai said that we really want to impress our fans, so we're working really hard to at least have some footage or a trailer ready for E3. I'm like,
I hope they bring back the excitement of the dojo.
That was cool, but it also kind of, like, ruined a lot of surprises.
Hopefully they bring back the excitement of online gameplay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if they
like,
fuck that
sad
up
would
again,
it, how sad would it be if this time they were like, because of the problems we had last time, we're not including online play. Like, rather than, like, fixing it, they just do away with it. That'd be the worst thing.
Something I'm realizing now, though, which is kind of weird, they didn't mention Pikmin at all.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled.
Isn't that game? Isn't that game coming out in like 2 months?
Oh, and by the way, Pikmin was canceled.
It's like they said that, you know, we delayed all these games that were supposed to come out at launch because we wanted you to have stuff to play throughout the rest of the year. And it's like, those games still aren't here. And there's no sign of them. Is Pikmin coming out in the holiday? Like, because that's ridiculous.
Wait, so you mean their bullshit excuse turned out to be a bullshit excuse?
Yeah.
What?
But, something that surprised me was, what's it called now? The Wonderful 101?
Oh, Platinum's game?
Yeah, Platinum Games.
How's that
like
look,
Pikmin
anyways?
Oh, they changed the name?
Yeah, it's now called The Wonderful 101.
Mm.
And it looks cool.
It looks fun.
Yeah, it just looks, like, silly and stupid and fun. Yeah, beyond, it was a short look. The last clip of the trailer was them going down a slide.
I really took a good look at that game when they, you know, secretly had it at E3 but didn't feature it anywhere. So, why wasn't that part of their conference? Instead, they showed Batman Forever, even though, Batman Forever. They showed Batman for like 10-15 minutes, and we've all played that game already.
Mm.
God damn it.
Didn't it turn out to be a piece of shit?
It was uglier.
It ran terribly,
yeah,
I heard.
It ran bad, yeah.
That's amazing to me.
I mean, it was a launch port. That shit happens all the time.
Yeah, but why was it featured at E3? Like, as like.
No, I don't fuck it. Yeah, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Like, they could have done. Whatever.
It's probably just a miscalculation of how excited people would be about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Batman.
The baby.
In, like, slightly, why wasn't this already around news? The virtual console is coming.
But not all of
finally.
It. And you
curious.
Have to rebuy your games.
Oh, really? That's what I was going to ask. Can I port everything from my Wii to the...
If you've already bought it, it'll cost 50 cents for NES games and $1 for Super Nintendo games. Yeah.
Stop
why?
It!
Why?
And your saves don't work?
Probably, yeah, I don't think so. But Nintendo
yeah,
said
sure
that.
I already saw that.
I mean, their way of justifying it, which I use quotes here, is that
Really hard, guys.
Well, they're making it so all the games run in HD, so that's kind of nice. And they're making it so that you can make save states at any time, so it's more like an actual emulator.
Oh.
Yeah, and also all the games will work on just the gamepad, also, so you can just. Play games on your controller.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
doesn't
I mean
I want to spend another 50 cents.
Yeah.
You could buy like an ice cream cone from McDonald's.
Ice
that.
Cream truck.
But stupid.
You could buy an ice cream truck.
It's bullshit because you know the way they phrase it, they sound like you know we're going through and we're up-resing every game so that it works that way. No, that's not how it fucking works. I have. Like, we've all had emulators for years. We know how that works. You build a fucking emulator, you change the settings, and then all the ROMs work with those settings. So, they're not... Like, they're charging you for nothing. They're charging you for the emulator that they built. You know?
Good thing I only had a few games on my Wii.
I didn't have
never
none.
Downloaded.
Because I never played the Wii.
Oh, I had all the Zelda games that were available, and then like Mario 64 and shit.
I have like every Zelda game available on the 3DS, and I haven't played any of them.
Oh, really? You didn't get Minish, or you haven't tried Minish Cap yet?
No, I started Minish Cap. I got like an hour and a half into it.
Minish Cap is great.
And I realized how much I hate holding the 3DS.
Dude, Minish Cap is my favorite 2D Zelda, easily.
Let's see. Stuff that wasn't really shown too much is there's a Shin Megami Tensei meets Fire Emblem game.
I'm interested because I like both series.
Also, like I said earlier, there's a 3D Mario game, and there's going to be a new Mario Kart game. Both are going to be shown at E3 with playable demos.
No. No more
neat.
Mario Kart.
What's wrong with Mario Kart? I like Mario Kart.
Nope.
It's stupid.
I have done it enough. I do not need it anymore.
Why'd you buy it last time? And you
because,
liked it for the first couple
yeah.
days.
It
Wait,
was
which
fun.
Game is this?
Mario Kart
7.
Just in general.
Oh, I liked it. It just
Yeah, Mario Kart 7 was awesome.
For me, it was the same problem I have with every handheld, is that I don't take them with me a lot of times. I'll forget about them, and then I don't obviously don't play them at home much. So, because I have all these other things to play, so I don't, even if I really like something on a handheld, I tend to not finish games or play them that much. So it's really cool that I keep buying them because I'm super smart and I make the best decisions.
It's okay, Ryan. We got disposable income.
Yeah.
Guys, just dispose on me, please.
It feels good, Gabe.
Just dispose on me.
I'm sorry, Gabe.
I'm right here.
That
You're
sounds
unpaid.
So disgusting and dirty.
Yeah, take it however you will. Just give me money.
Just dispose on me.
Give me your income.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. What just happened?
Oh, the title of this show
Dr.
is going to be Raw Incoming. And like the biggest announcement that I don't think really teeters to any of us is the new Xeno game.
Xeno Kuni.
Xeno Project.
I'm interested in that because I never the only one from that series I've played was Xenogears back in like 96 or whatever when it came out.
I think I got the PlayStation 1 Classic on my PS3 yes. of Xenogears, and I was just like,
That game is interesting. It's one of my favorite RPGs of all time, but it's unfinished.
I think the only PS1 game I can ever play, or like I can even think about like wanting to play, is Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, their budget got cut, and so Disc 2 has very little gameplay in comparison to the first disc.
Hmm.
Yeah, the game drastically switches gears, and it's very odd.
But this new game just looks like Monster Hunter, and I couldn't care less about that. Like, Monster Hunter bores me so
really?
Much.
Really? Monster Hunter is actually great. The one for the Wii, that one's really good. I never tried the PSP one, though. Because you had to claw hand it to play that shit.
I remember all the arguments people made about that. It's like, finger hooking is only for the most pristine. Just like, no, shut the fuck
no,
up.
It's
I said.
No one likes
it,
finger
it's
hooking.
It's awful. I don't like it.
What the fuck
My
is finger hooking?
Not crabs.
It's
you
like
crab
when you
handing.
Have to, like, it's when you have to take your index finger and press the button, like the face buttons with it.
Ew.
Yeah.
So instead of it being on R, you have to like kind of
because you're using your thumb
hook,
for the for this control stick, but the D-pad or the X, Y, whatever. Are all situated so you can only hit them with your index finger, so you have to make like a claw with your hand.
Jesus, why? Why yeah. do they do that?
Because the PSP was poorly designed.
and poorly reiterated for
yeah.
5 years.
Yeah. And they stuck with that design for years and years. My God.
There was a lot of like Wii U application stuff and stuff that had to do with Miiverse that no one, I mean, I didn't care about. Neat, sure. But, that was essentially it from, the lovely Nintendo Direct.
Great!
I'm most excited about seeing the 3D Mario at E3, and then it sounded like we may get, like, a teaser for the new Zelda at E3, but I don't know. It was up in the air.
And the question is still in the air. Where is Retro?
And where is Metroid?
And where is Carmen Sandiego?
I tweeted this last night because I, just thinking back, like the fact that the N64 didn't have a Metroid game at all. And I'm like, oh no, what if they forget about it again?
No, don't you say that, Ryan.
I think I'd like a Super Metroid, not like remake, but just another game like that, like old style Metroid.
Yeah,
I'd like that.
Welcome to the club with me in Castlevania.
Well, I didn't say anything about Castlevania.
I know that, but yes, I would love a new 2D Metroid.
So, what's everyone else most excited out of this lovely direct?
Mario.
I think. Well, like, I guess we all knew it was coming, but I don't know. Mario, I guess. Or maybe the Mario Kart. if they do it right and make online that works, and
Mario Kart had online that worked.
Okay, so long as it still works.
But it was Smash Bros. That was unplayable.
Right, yeah.
Which was weird because they kept hyping up Smash Bros., but then Mario Kart was just like, yeah, we have online. And then it was flawless.
It's like Nintendo's developers don't communicate. Like, here... Right? Yeah, like, here we... You know, even, like, when Uncharted 2, when Naughty Dog was making their first multiplayer, you know, game, like, they reached out to Bungie. They reached out to all these developers for help. And it worked, you know? Like, they figured it out. Nintendo, internally... doesn't help each other. Like, you look at fucking Skyward Sword, and they're like, yeah, we weren't really, like, we saw, like, we weren't gonna do one-to-one sword controls at first, and then we saw that, because we couldn't figure out how it worked, and then we saw Wii Sports Resort, the sword fighting and that, and they're like, well, shit, we gotta figure out how they did it. And so we tried to emulate it. And I'm like, what? Are you guys, like, in the same building? Like, how is that possible? And then, like, Mario Kart figures out how to do brilliant online, even on the handheld. And then Smash Brothers, their biggest fucking thing, just falls on its face. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nintendo.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Iwata.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So long as we can get all that shit working. Like, it would be cool to have Mario Kart and Smash Brothers that we can all play from, you know, not in the same room, since that doesn't happen very often.
I totally lied, guys. Pikmin 3 was at the Direct, Nintendo Direct. They announced that you could take pictures directly within the game from the Pikmin's perspective.
Woo!
So, hold on to your hats, because... they're coming hard this time.
Are they?
Phrasing. Damn it.
Incoming.
Dylan, what are you most excited about from this?
Mostly just the prospect that I have a reason to buy the Wii U now. But I want to see what else is coming our way, since they seem to be finally moving their asses and getting in gear.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but maybe this will be the E3 that we've
fucking finish it. Fuck off. You're gonna fucking jinx it.
Excited to see how how Microsoft and Sony respond to this, like how they show at E3.
You know what? I've realized, or I may be completely like ignorant about this, but I watched me and Fozzie taught me how like stocks work, basically, and we were looking at different video game company stocks over the years, and we looked at Nintendo's, right? So you see it like in 2006 when the GameCube was kind of at the end of its thing and their stocks are kind of low, and then the Wii comes out, and then like the next couple years they're just fucking shooting, skyrocketing up. There's this giant spike. And then in 2010, it starts going downhill. And it goes downhill fucking fast, right? And so we're now in 2013, and it hasn't recovered. Like, it's nosedived. We're right back at the GameCube era. And it's like, holy shit, man. So if you think about it, like, we're always like, Nintendo has all this money just sitting there that they got during the Wii. I don't know, man. I don't know how much of it was lost in the last couple of years.
They have a lot of money. Like, they didn't lose money, they stopped making as much money.
Yeah, I guess, but like, it's... Well, basically, when you see your stocks drop like that, and that drastically, it's gotta be really, really alarming. And when you have nothing like, in line that will keep you successful, you can only go downhill. And I think that Nintendo at that point, and if you look at it, it's been about 2 years since they really started, like, since they started, like, free-falling on the stock market. And it's like, it's been about 2 years, so that makes sense, that they're like, okay, Let's try pulling out our big guns again.
We actually have to try now, guys. Sorry.
That's exactly what it feels like. It's like they're like, all right, we need to change gears again.
We gotta pull out the big guns, guys. Can we make another Wii Bowling? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Wii U Bowling?
Too.
So, I mean, like I was saying a couple days ago that the GameCube was Nintendo's honest-to-goodness try at putting out quality, quote-unquote, hardcore or core content, and it feels like that will never happen again because they failed. I think they might really give it another shot this generation. So, I don't know.
I hope so.
Hopefully. Let's hope, because what was that one? Eternal Darkness?
That was Silicon Knights.
Wasn't Eternal Darkness 2 like talked about recently?
Then Silicon Knights like got eaten alive when they lost that lawsuit.
They made 2 human. I have no faith in another one of those games.
No, if you play Eternal Darkness again, it's like it's not very good. It's okay. It has some really cool ideas, but the execution's kind of shitty. Same thing with Twin Snakes. That game needs a lot more polish than it had. Like if you, especially because it came out after Metal Gear Solid 2, and Metal Gear Solid 2 just looks like
stunning.
Years better. It looks so much better.
You remember? Oh my god, when that game first came out. Whoa.
Yeah. Silicon Knights is overrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, they're not there anymore, so, you know.
Yep, Dennis Dyack ran that company into the ground.
Too human!
Yeah, speaking of not there anymore, THQ. Finally.
Sad.
Finally, yeah. What was weird was that no one picked up Vigil Games. Like, Crytek today, I think, opened up a new studio in Texas and brought some of the Vigil people onto it, but like Vigil Studios itself is just gone.
Well,
and I think as of right now, no one's picked up the Darksiders franchise, have they?
That's Vigil. Oh, the franchise.
Yeah.
Well, I think that came with Vigil. Like, Vigil's holding on to that. I think that was my understanding.
But if Vigil doesn't exist anymore,
then Darksiders doesn't exist.
Oh, no.
How come Crytek is, like, scooping up all these talented companies?
I constantly hear of Crytek doing things, but I don't see them actually doing things.
Yeah. Like, what did whatchamacallit? Crytek UK. Hold on. Because Crytek UK used to be Free Radical, I think? The team that Rare turned into that made Time Splitters.
Oh, man, I miss Time Splitters. I want another one.
Yeah. And I'm wondering what they've made since being picked up by Crytek. I think they might have done like Crysis 2 or something. Hold on. Anyways, continue talking.
I was going to say, I think Crytek, they've got real damn good technology.
Okay, yeah, they did the multiplayer design for Crysis 2 and 3. And they're doing Homefront 2. Lame.
Well, I think Homefront 2. Crytek has extremely good technology. I think they're trying to scoop up as many talented individuals as they can.
Yeah.
To kind of take advantage of that.
Seems like Time Splitters 2 or Time Splitters
like
4
5,
and,
isn't it? Oh, 4.
No, 4. And Star Wars Battlefront 3 were canceled.
Yep, I've read that article about how close I'm not even going to finish that. Star Wars Battlefront 3 was well on its way. And there's all this alpha footage that looks good.
I think it's
and it
just
got
the
canceled so we can get Dancing Han Solo.
No, it's
LucasArts.
I think Free Radical just had the carpet pulled out from under them when Hayes fell on its face.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, poor Free Radical.
And we got, so instead of good Star Wars games, because Battlefront 2 is fucking awesome, we get The Force Unleashed, The Force Unleashed 2, and Dancing Star Wars bullshit. We don't get another Republic Commando, which was fantastic. Why?
Why do you keep expecting good from anything with the word Star Wars on it?
Because J.J. Abrams is in charge. What?
I think that's fine. It doesn't get me excited for it, but I think it's fine. I don't know why people are like, oh, good.
Because he's awesome.
He makes fine stuff.
He's awesome.
Star Trek was entertaining. I know so it's not like the old Star Treks, but... My favorite part about the J.J. Abrams thing is that Red Letter Media called it like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know what was entertaining? Star Wars.
Yeah, maybe like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. You think about that. That movie's... Jesus Christ. That movie's like as old as Ryan. Yeah.
Whoa, dog.
Actually, no, it's not that older old. Than Ryan.
The first one's older than Ryan. All right, we're back.
All right, now that we've found our way into our own email,
cracked
that
code.
We've navigated these choppy waters into our own email account, I have the questions here from Prototype. All right, he says, hello, Nation. Here are some of my random questions. Favorite arcade coin-operated game?
This is, shit, homie, before my time. The only one I played was X-Men and Simpsons, and they're both pretty bad. Now
Turtles
that
in Time, baby!
Yeah, I was going to say the Ninja Turtles. The original Ninja Turtles arcade game was fucking fun.
Yeah, I'll go with
love
that.
Shit.
Look, it's right. It's the same game as... Like, if you got Ninja Turtles... I mean, Turtles in Time is fucking awesome. That's still good.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
But that's not the arcade game. I mean, it is, but... Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, like... That's like a Super Nintendo game.
Right.
Well,
what is your point?
That it's not that game. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
It's not that game. It's not that game.
Yeah, I used to really like some of the like bullet hell style games, like Raiden or 1942, shit like that.
Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of prefer Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh man, we had an X-Men versus Street Fighter game in the go kart track I used to work at in high school. God damn, that shit was fun. So I guess we just listed some games that
Revolution X.
Was that the one where you're like fighting in a musical world?
No,
like there's like a band.
You were fighting to save Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And the New World Order.
That's
from
right.
The New World Order. And your gun shoots CDs that are flaming.
Yeah, that sounds a little more familiar. Oh, jeez.
Sounds about right.
His next question is inverted or non-inverted? I am definitely, definitely inverted.
Not.
Non-inverted.
Nope.
Not inverted. Oh, my God. I despise inverted.
Yep.
Well, you're a monster.
I despise people who use inverted.
So it's Ryan and then three monsters. That's
you
what
mean
you're dealing with.
It's three people running from the Ryan monster.
No,
shooting in the air.
You're all running to Aerosmith to save him.
Ryan just can't
them?
Catch us because he's too busy pressing down to go up.
But that's what works for me. All right, next is best Batman vehicle.
Big fan of that motorcycle from Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Nah, it's got to be the jet, obviously.
You don't like the limo? From the animated series?
The one from Arkham Asylum is actually pretty neat.
Actually, my favorite, I like the Batmobile from the Tim Burton movies.
Yep. Tim Burton Batmobile is a shit.
Yeah, and Javi hates the limousine one.
I'm actually not a huge fan of the Tumbler.
I don't really care.
I think it's like it's fine. It works in that.
It's all about the Tim Burton one. Driving
I don't
up
think
walls
he really
and...
even needed the Tumbler. And in Batman
but,
Begins.
But then what was that officer going to say when he's like, he's driving a black
car.
Tank. They couldn't have that line. That integral line of the movie.
Hold on to your butts. It's right up there with that in importance.
All right, next.
All right, next is Javi. What happened to your comics? That's a good question, Prototype. That is a damn fine question.
Life happened. Life.
Life found a way.
I made a few. Shit the fucking comics
I made some
down.
Comics.
Hey, we're working on
hey,
bigger
Prototype,
and better stuff now.
Have you been paying attention to our YouTube channel? You should probably do that.
We should still probably draw some of the, you should probably still draw some of those comics.
Fucking tired.
Just so tired all the time.
You draw some of them.
Not tired.
Wait,
you're
not talking
music.
About me and talking about tired.
Testosterone.
There's
shot.
Someone else. There's someone else.
What?
That's tired and it's not me.
Yeah, yeah, but it's weird. Not as funny because.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah. Was it really that bad?
Every day, Gabe, we'd be like, Gabe, what's up? And he's like, I'm tired.
Every day. All day.
Every day. I'm going to go to bed now in Aussie land.
No, it wasn't in Aussie land. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Back
you caught Ramesh's.
Mono, because we made out too much.
Mononoma.
All right. Anyway.
You bastard.
Well, the final question is, where the fuck are the Vita games? I don't know, man. Gabe insists that there's a million of them.
I don't insist there's a million. I insist I can
he
name
said,
one for every
1 million
game.
Strong and growing, like Flintstones vitamins. That's what Gabe said. He says it all the time.
I don't.
Gabe's a Flintstone kid.
Okay.
So the Vita games are with Gabe's response to that.
Yeah.
Non-existent. Alright.
Yeah.
So that's the end of Prototype's questions. What else we got in Twitter and Facebook?
Oh, we didn't ask at all.
Oh, you guys are dumb.
Totally forgot again.
God.
Sorry, I was balls deep in Ni No Kuni. I'm sorry, yarn balls deep in his Meowjesties.
Don't.
Dude, that game is brilliant. Like, oh my god. They probably had to... That's why it took so long to fucking localize that game. They just had to sit there for 4 months, write down every animal pun they could think of, and then write the story around that.
You know what's amazing? The effect that translation can have on an entire game. Like, I think that if a capable translation team translated Metroid Other M, people might have fucking loved that game. Instead
yeah.
of just
well, saying, also, like, some of the, like, I think we had this talk, I don't think it was on the show, I think we were just talking about it the other day, but, like, or maybe it was on the show, but, like, the localization teams, like, a lot of times it's not a direct translation, it's, well, like, because I bet animal puns don't work super well in Japanese.
Well, we talked about this on the show last week, but it got cut because the audio was so unbelievably okay. fucked yeah. up.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was on the show or if it was just one night when we were talking, but. Yeah.
Yeah, listeners, the show last week was about 50 minutes long. What you got were the 17 somewhat functional minutes of that.
That's all recorded through traps. That'll be good. That's what Gabe sounded like before the show started.
Yeah, blame it on me.
I will.
I'll get fucked.
But, yeah, like, it might not even be... Maybe that was the problem with Other M. It was a direct translation, and it was bad.
The baby.
I don't know what we're doing.
I hope everyone understands that when we say the baby, we're referring to probably the weirdest line from Other M.
The baby. No, we're
weirdest
referring
line,
to the...
Weirdest lines.
Lines. The two best friends play Other M.
Yeah, but it, you know, without that, it's everywhere in that game. Like, she's all, why am I still, like, the first line, why am I still alive? And then she looks up and
the
she's
baby.
Like, the baby. Fucking Metroid is holding her. And then, like, throughout the rest of the game, she keeps saying, the baby.
The
like,
baby.
That,
the
what? Baby. What is that? Just say the Metroid, you fuck.
Every time I listen to that episode of Two Best Friends Play, I can't fucking stop laughing.
The baby.
The baby.
They ended up watching the movie version, because when you beat the game, you unlock all the cutscenes.
Yeah,
you can
that's
watch it.
Atrocious.
Yeah, and so they did commentary while watching that. There's so many.
Oh, man.
The babies.
I got that for my birthday, and I was so excited. I was like, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm. And then, like, because she knew I liked, 15 she, minutes she later, knew I like, liked Metroid.
You,
and so, like, I'm like, oh, hey, you got me Metroid. I put in, I don't have the heart to tell her that it's an abomination to everything Metroid.
I can't believe Ryan didn't even play it.
Yeah, I just heard too many bad things about it. I was just like, I can't, I don't want to put myself through that. Like,
I
love Metroid. And
it is an abomination to
you
that
You love
series.
Metroid and you don't want to stop loving it, so
yeah.
You don't want to play it.
Yeah.
I heard, I don't know, Craig from Screwtech says that the gameplay, like, is good. Like,
not really.
No?
No, it's awkward.
Hmm.
There, I mean, it's you can get used to it, sure, whatever, that's fine. It's just really awkward.
You know what else is awkward?
What?
When we leave Lori hanging at the door too long.
Yeah, well, she can wait.
She can wait? Can she? It's cold outside, dude.
Where are you? I'm
here.
Boston?
Yeah, I'm in Boston. And she's in
University
Canada.
Of Austin in Massachusetts.
Boston, Texas.
Are you here for the feeding? You're early. It's not until tomorrow.
The fuck are you saying?
Road trip, man.
Ryan, stop being a creeper. You're old enough to be your dad.
No, I'm not.
I've seen That's My Boy. Yes, you are. I haven't seen That's My Boy. I don't want that to be
now
clear.
You're lying. It's okay, Gabe.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
No.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey, Lori. Hi. Hi, welcome.
To a circus of value.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Ryan, you should tell people what to do.
Hey, people, what you should do is you should go to GameOverDash.com and read all the stuff we do and, you know, watch some videos, because someone remembered to finally put up the last video we did on the site, so that was good. We make all these videos and then they never get seen on the site, so I'm glad somebody did that. You should also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameOverNation. YouTube channel is youtube.com/GameZeroVernation.
We're working on that.
Yeah, are we? Oh, yeah,
slowly.
That's right. Yeah.
But we're trying to fix it.
And then you can get us on Twitter. That's where you should send most of your questions, all of your questions. There are Facebook. But our Twitter is @GameOverNation. Individually, I am @AirstrikeRhino. Javi is @JaviG0N. Gabe is RabbitWombat9. And Dylan is Dilanosaurus, right?
Yes.
I always have to ask for Dylan because he changes.
I'm sorry.
Are you ever going back to Dr. Rawdog?
No. Well, maybe, eventually.
Why would I do that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I'm offended.
I probably should match my PSN ID and my Steam account ID so that's all like gravy, baby.
Well, why didn't you instead change those to Dr. Rawdog?
You can't change PSN.
Yeah,
oh, I know, right?
And which is fine with me. I love Dilanosaurus.
But anyway, so yeah, go check out all those things. Those are the things that we do.
Definitely the YouTubes, because
check out the baby.
We got more stuff coming out there.
You're gonna love.
Oh yeah,
you're
I've got
gonna watch it.
Are you surprised? I am doing something.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Weird.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Bobby.
That's
researching it right now.
That's the end of our show. Yeah. I'm Blade.
Why didn't he open his eyes?
He just didn't.
He just didn't. Oh, good night.
Oh, bye, everybody.